I want you to think about the biggest win you've had recently, or maybe the biggest win you've ever had in your life. And it might be athletics, it might be a job that you got or a promotion that you got, it might be a business that you started and sold, it might be who you married, right? Maybe you married up. Who would you be? What would your self-worth be if you didn't have that win? That's what we're talking about today. Welcome to another episode of Success for the Athletic Minded Man. Real talk on harnessing your athletic drive for clarity, consistency, and focus in business and life. This is your host, Jim Harsher Jr. Today, we're talking about the difference between inherent self-worth and contingent self-worth. Okay, inherent self-worth is I don't need external validation. Contingent self-worth is my self-worth is based upon how I'm doing in life, my success, my achievements, my possessions, my status, my money, all of those things. And what is the difference? So I think back to my life and I think back to my wrestling career, and I was an All-American wrestler. It was a huge goal that I finally achieved. I never achieved any of my goals growing up in high school as a wrestler. I wanted to win the state championship in Pennsylvania, didn't even get onto the podium. Ended up at the University of Virginia, recruited walk-on, and my goal is to be an All-American. Failed my freshman year, failed my sophomore year, failed my junior year, finally my senior year. It comes down to one match, and I had won three matches at the national championships that year. Now I had to win my fourth and final match, and it came down to the last second. And I won the match 10-8, and I got this last takedown, gave up an escape, and I was up by 2 points, and this guy was coming hard. He was attacking, trying to get the takedown, which would have tied it, sent it into overtime, but he didn't. He didn't get the takedown. I win the match. And I think to myself, how would I have felt if I gave up that last takedown and went into overtime and lost? Would that change my self-worth and how I think about myself? Does that title, does that status change who I am and how I think about myself? I'm going to give you that answer at the end of the episode, but we're going to unpack this for you about your self-worth. Where do you find value? Where do you find self-worth in yourself? Is it contingent upon external things, or is it inherent? Like it doesn't depend upon your success, your wins, and your status. First of all, why? Why does this matter? Why does this topic, we're going to break this down into four real specific concepts that you can take away. Because listen, I know you've read the books, I know you listen to the podcast, and I know you've thought about this stuff before, but what I'm giving you now takes it from sort of conceptual to action. I'm going to give you an action item here at the end of the episode as well. But why does this matter? Why should we explore you and your self-worth in whether it's contingent or inherent? Here's why. Showing up as the best version of you only happens when you have inherent self-worth. It is not contingent upon your wins, the sale you made recently, the success you did or did not have as an athlete, or anything else in your life. Maybe you got divorced. None of that matters if you have inherent self-worth. And so, for you to show up as the best version of you, for your family, for your community, for yourself, it requires you to have inherent self-worth. Because if you are focused on external things, and Jim Murphy, the author of Inner Excellence, who I interviewed on the podcast back in episode number 518, if you want to scroll back through, you'll find that episode from last fall when I published that. But number one New York Times bestselling book, Inner Excellence, one of the greatest books I've ever read. And actually, I say it's the outside of the Bible, it's the book that I've read that has the most wisdom in it. And actually, the 24 hours after I'm recording this right now, Jim is coming to do a private coaching session just with my inner circle of clients, which is pretty cool. But he talks about something called PALMS, P-A-L-M-S. It's an acronym, stands for possessions, achievements, looks, money, and status. Okay, possessions, achievements, looks, money, status. When we have self-worth that is based upon any of those, you will not show up as the best version of yourself. And ironically, when you let go of those and you don't have contingent self-worth, but instead when you have inherent self-worth, self-validation, you don't need to base your self-worth on those things. When you have that mindset, ironically, you actually have a better chance of getting those things if you let them go. Like, listen, I know, mind blown. Try that mental gymnastics. I've done it, and that is the only reason I actually got onto the podium. It's the only reason I won that match years ago is because I did. I truly let go of the desire, of the need to have that status of All-American. And when I finally let go, it allowed me to show up. It allowed me to leverage the 17 years of competition and the skills and the training and the conditioning and the pain and suffering that got me to that moment. I was actually able to leverage and utilize that and show up as the best version of me, which just so happened to be just good enough to win that match. But I only got there by letting go. And listen, I know. And it's hard to get to. It's a hard place to get to. You know, you're going to be more likely to attain the status if you don't need the status. You're going to be more likely to, listen, you're even more attractive. People are more attractive when they're not needy, when they don't need to be attractive, right? Think about the person who has the quiet confidence or they're comfortable in their own skin despite, I don't know, the shape of their nose, right? Like, that's attractive. And ironically, by letting it go, you find more of it. You find the best version of you. So that is what we're talking about. We're not talking about getting the possessions, the achievements, the money, the looks, the status. We're talking about being the best version of you. Whatever that is, here's the catch. You can show up as the best version of you. You can actually show up and perform at a high level and still not get the thing. You can still not make the sale, win the competition, get the job, land the job, whatever it is. Like, you can show up as your best. You can also show up not well and show up as a poor version of yourself and still get the job, make the sale, win the competition. So it really isn't about, can I win? It's really not about the outcome. It's really not about the stuff, the palms, the possessions, or the achievements, or the stat. It's not about that. It is about you showing up as the best version of you, because when you do, you are fully alive, you are fully in the moment, you are in the zone, and that's where you really want to be, is fully experiencing life. Quick interruption. If you like what you're hearing here and you want to learn how you can implement this into your life, just go to jimharshawjr.com/apply to see how you can get a free one-on-one coaching session with me. That's jimharshawjr.com/apply. Now back to the show. You know, Jim Murphy talks about this a lot in his book. The one thing he says is, you're not stressed about your situation. You're stressed about how you think about it. That's because your self-worth is contingent upon the outcome, right? Or getting the job, or making the sale, or fixing the thing. But when you let go of that, it allows you to show up as the best version of you. Kobe Bryant, there's a great video interview of Kobe Bryant talking about failure doesn't exist. He's like, failure doesn't exist. He's like, what is it? What the hell does that mean? He says in this interview. What does it mean? And what he's talking about is, it's really about showing up, trying your best, learning from failure, growing and getting better. That's all this really is. And if you do that, you're winning. Stephen Pressfield, I've had him on the podcast multiple times, most recently back in episode 442. And he talks about this concept of self-validation. He wrote a book called Turning Pro. He wrote a bunch of books, really, really highly recommend his books. Definitely go back and listen to my episodes with Stephen Pressfield. He's a good dude. He's super down to earth, gotten to know him a little bit, and just full of wisdom about exactly the stuff we're talking about here today. But he talks about turning pro, like, you want to really be a pro. Your self-worth is not contingent upon outcomes and outside noise. It is self-validation, inherent self-worth. You can win, perform poorly, and you can lose and perform well. And so you really, truly don't control the outcome. All you can do is show up, do your best, right? We heard that since we were a kid. Do your best. Well, guess what? That's really all you can do. And when you do that, when you actually have that mindset, you feel this weight taken off your shoulders. Like, maybe you're going in to make you got to give a talk, or whatever the pressure, high pressure situation you feel like you're walking into, or you were just living with. Whenever you say, okay, I can't control the outcome, all I can do is all I can do. When you say those words and you believe those and you put those down, you will feel this weight lifted off of you. I watched a social media post yesterday from Michael Chandler, the UFC fighter. Actually had him on the podcast too a couple of times. So Michael Chandler was on the podcast last in episode 323. Fantastic. Really, really amazing in terms of mindset. But he says that he has to override the internal voice, which you and I are dealing with, the negative internal voice. He's like, I override it by talking out loud. Because if you don't, those internal negative voices will be the only ones you hear. So he literally overrides them by like literally talking out loud. Like you see this in athletes. What about you? Can you override those voices in your head that are saying, I'm not good enough. Look at what others have. Look at my failures. And override those and say, it doesn't matter. I'm going to show up. I'm going to be the best version of me. I am grateful for this situation that I'm stepping into. I'm grateful for all these things that I have in my life. I welcome the pressure. Pressure is a privilege, right? That sort of mantra or cliche, pressure is a privilege. Like, say those words out loud. It will override that internal voice. And so what we're going to talk about here, I'm going to give you four concepts, right? Four concepts for converting contingent self-worth into inherent self-worth, okay? I'm going to give you four here. Number one, live by your values. We all have these core values, and whether you know them or not, and I'll be honest, most people don't. That is literally the first thing that we do in my program is we take our clients through a process where you uncover your core values. Like we've done this with about 300 men so far over the course of the last decade, and we've really honed this process of uncovering the core values. And when you identify what those are, and by the way, my clients, if you walk up to any of my clients on the street and say, hey, what are your core values? They will be able to rattle them off the top of their head right away. Because we have this process where they uncover the right core values and then they crystallize those. And so when you live by your values, you are less subject to external validation. You are less subject to self-worth that is tied to outside things. Your self-worth becomes inherent because you are living by a set of values, not based upon outcomes. This is inherent self-worth over contingent self-worth. Andrew Huberman, I saw a video of his recently. He's talking about intentional failure. There he showed a video of Tony Hawk falling, and he's talking about that's where growth comes in. Growth is something that we all value. And so when you value growth, then failure doesn't define you anymore because you know that I have to fail to grow. And failing is where I'm reaching the edges of my potential, of my current skill set. And when I fail, I can learn and grow from that. If I'm living by a set of core values, also you have to have some key things around you, like a coach and other people going through this. Like when I was wrestling, I lost matches, but I had a coach saying, hey, Jim, you know what you did well? This, this, and this. You know where you can improve on? You can improve on this. Okay, now I have somebody picking me up, dusting me off, helping me grow, as opposed to just go, gosh, I guess I'm not good enough. The greatest in the world have that. Kobe had that. I referred to Kobe earlier. Like the greatest of all time, they think differently. They're living by a set of values, which growth is sort of inherently one for all of us, especially if you're listening to this podcast. If you're listening here, like you value growth. Well, guess what? Failure will be part of that for you. And so when you understand that and you live by a set of values, you grow your inherent self-worth and you move away from contingent self-worth. Okay, so that's number one. Told you I was going to give you four concepts. Number one is live by a set of values as opposed to outcomes. Number two is relationships. The longest ever longitudinal study done on human happiness is called the Grant Study at Harvard. Started, I believe, in the 1930s. It's still going on today. It's absolutely incredible. And they have studied these individuals over time and then their families, and they brought more people into it over time. And they've learned that the number one thing that makes people happy is not, you know, Paul, get to go back to Jim Murphy's concept, palms, you know, possessions, achievements, looks, money, status. It's not those. It's actually relationships, meaningful connection, meaningful relationships. And so there's really two benefits to relationships when it comes to creating inherent self-worth over contingent self-worth. And number one, it is I feel self-worth if I feel loved and part of something and I'm part of, I have these meaningful relationships. Therefore, my self-worth comes less from outcomes and it comes more inherently, right? Number two is when you're surrounded by people who you have similar values with, you will assimilate to that and you will start to realize I am living in alignment with, back to number one, living by my values, right? So I'm talking about number one is living by your values. And when you have the right relationships, when you're in the right community, you are growing and you assimilate to that community. If it's a community that doesn't align with your values, your self-worth will go down. If you are in a community of like-minded, similarly valued individuals, you will find more inherent self-worth. And so that's number two, relationships. By the way, just a last note on that, like relationships make you happy more than all the external stuff. Okay, so that's the real point there. So number one is live by your values. Number two is cultivating meaningful relationships. Number three is habits. If you identify the habits that help you show up as the person you want to be, every time you execute those, to use James Clear's language, it is a vote for the person that you want to be every time you execute a habit. And therefore, you need to welcome the accountability in terms of executing on those habits. If you want to have inherent self-worth, what are the habits that you can do that will be a vote every time you do those to I am enough, as opposed to the outcome? This is, listen, I'm talking about despite the outcome that those habits may lead to, if you just do the thing, that is a vote for the person that has inherent self-worth, as opposed to contingent upon when I get there. So you have to welcome the accountability. You have to identify what the habits are. It's hard to do it yourself. You got to find that outside person who can help you get that accountability, get that clarity, I should say, and then find the accountability. So I actually talked to a guy about a week ago. He may be listening to this podcast right now. I hope he is. And he told me, Jim, I could make another $150,000 a year if I just had a little bit more clarity and accountability. And he didn't want the $150,000 for like self-worth. Right? This wasn't about my self-worth is contingent upon making that extra $150,000. It was for his family. For his family, he wanted to reduce pressure on his wife to work, be able to have more financial security and independence, but he did not want the accountability. He literally told me, he's like, I don't want the accountability. He's choosing not to bring that accountability into his life that can provide for his family. So accountability is really critical here. Like if you want to build inherent self-worth, you have to find the accountability so that you can execute on those habits. And every time you execute on those habits, it is a reinforcement of your inherent self-worth. And it may or may not turn into the outcome that you want, but it is being the person now, being versus having, right? Being that person right now. All right, so that is habits. That's the third one of four. And then the fourth one is this. So number one was live by your values. Number two is cultivate meaningful relationships. Number three is identify and execute habits. And number four is this, having a plan. Having a plan. Like if you are drifting versus having a plan, if you are drifting, your self-worth is drugged down because you don't have the thing, you don't have the possessions or the money or the status, whatever you're seeking. If you don't have that and you just are drifting, there's no self-worth. If you just have the plan, you don't even need to have the outcome yet. If you just know that there's hope, and we all need hope. We all need hope that things can be even better in our life. If we just have that plan, and then you layer that in with the habits and the accountability, and the meaningful relationships, and we live by a set of values. Oh, by the way, this plan should be based upon your values. If you have that plan, that provides growth, that provides hope, that provides inherent self-worth, despite the outcome. Right? You are not dependent upon the outcome, but just having a plan, knowing who you are, knowing what your identity is. When you have that, that builds inherent self-worth and reduces your contingent self-worth. So I gave you the four concepts. Now let's loop back to that first question. I'm going to answer that question right now. Is my self-worth today contingent upon having not given up that last takedown at the national championships 7 years ago? And the answer is this. In the moment, leading up to that match, it was not. The only way I could wrestle my best, compete at my best, show up as the best version of me, the only way is to have inherent self-worth. It was not contingent upon winning or losing that match. That's the only thing that allowed me to show up with pure freedom in that 7 minutes. After that, I found so much contingent self-worth in that status of being an All-American. For years afterwards, I did. And I finally had to let go of that. And as I've gotten older, I turned 50 this year, I've let go of it more and more. As you get older, your perspective changes, and mine certainly has. And my self-worth, and I've done the work, my self-worth is no longer attached to that. And you have to do the work. And I think back to Josh, the guy who I wrestled and who lost that match. And I'm just going to say his first name because, you know, we kind of run in the same circles. And I hope to God that he has inherent self-worth, and there's no contingent self-worth that, you know, he's basing his own self-worth on. And I know he's a man of faith, and I know he has I don't know him personally, but I know people who know him, and not too many degrees separated from him. I know that he's for something much, much bigger. But here's the catch, guys. You have to do the work. You can't just listen to this podcast and go, got it, done. I'm going to move on to the next thing. Like, no, you have to take action on this, whether it's hiring a coach, joining a community, or this. Here's the simplest action you can take. Go to jimharshawjr.com/question, jimharshawjr.com/question. And there's a question there waiting for you to answer. And if you answer that, it will be starting to move forward and taking action on what you learned here today. Take action. Good luck.